KSRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden hasn't had much to say about the election since Donald Trump's victory. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president's only public discussion of the outcome of the election came during a short Rose Garden speech 2 days after the election. After warning voters for years that a Trump win would be disastrous for American democracy, Mr. Biden has gone largely silent on those concerns. White House spokesman Andrew Bates said Biden's views about the stakes for democracy are unchanged, but believes it's critical to respect the will of the voters by providing an orderly transition and peaceful transfer of power. Greg Clugston, The White House.
This past week has seen the most significant escalation in hostilities Ukraine has witnessed since Russia's full-scale invasion, and it marks a new chapter in the nearly three-year-old war. Former Senator Jim Talent says he expects incoming President Trump to try to find a negotiated settlement.
The Russian state has been degraded. Sweden and Finland are now in NATO. This has been a strategic loss for Putin. And I think he probably wants to get out on terms that don't make that loss worse. I think Trump realizes that.
Senator Talent told the Salem Radio Network that Putin probably wants to capture more territory to give him a stronger bargaining position when that negotiation begins. The Supreme Court has stepped into a major legal battle over the $8 billion a year federal government spending to subsidize phone and internet services in schools, libraries, and rural areas. It is a new test of federal regulatory power. Bitcoin is surging. It set another new high above $99,000. The cryptocurrency has been shattering records almost daily since the election. It's now up more than 40% over just the past 2 weeks of trading, and is approaching that new high now, close to the $100,000 mark. This is SRN News. A new study out on faith and loneliness. Michael Harrington has a report.
It comes from the American Bible Society, and it reveals that Christians who are more spiritually engaged are less likely to feel lonely than believers who are not. The poll finds that those who read the Bible regularly, are involved in a church, and practice forgiveness don't feel as isolated. Loneliness is a growing problem in the U.S., with about 75% of the general population reporting being lonely at least some of the time, younger people especially. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The five-year campaign to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral has never been short of cash. Nearly 1 billion euros in donations were pledged within days of that 2019 fire that ravaged the most famous church in France, and now there's a surplus. Officials say 140 million euros still remain from the unprecedented outpouring of funds. That extra, given by billionaires and small donors alike, will support future preservation. This is SRN News. An animal control officer shot and killed a pet dog in a Massachusetts town after mistaking it for a coyote in an incident that has the animal's owner up in arms, but one that local police are describing as simply a sad mix-up.
Police in Northridge, Massachusetts say an animal control officer shot and killed a pet dog after receiving a report of a coyote. The dog's owner, Kirk Rumford, says his pet was a year-old husky named Odin.
My dog, if anything, looks like a wolf, and there's no wolves in Massachusetts.
Rumford says Odin was a lovable klutz.
He was just cute and he loved everybody.
But Northridge Chief Timothy LaBrie says the animal control officer felt threatened.
When it got within 10 yards, he shot and killed it, and then upon approaching it, learned that it had a collar on a shock collar and a flea collar, so he obviously, that's when he said, oh geez.
LaBrie says the pet should have been on a leash. The officer won't be disciplined. I'm Norman Hall.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.